الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you. And you can easily order Quran at Y Islam or go to a bookstore or wherever you shop online, and more than likely to have a Quran. That's Quran, and you can order it, and then you can follow along with me, because that is really the only textbook that you need for this class. And by the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be, well, because Surah Al-Asr, and that particular surah is the surah that talks about mankind, and mankind is lost, and a lot of other things. And I kind of explained to you, and it's only three verses in this particular chapter, so you don't necessarily have to turn and open up your Quran for this, because these verses are kind of quick. So let's begin. Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, tawassaw bil-haqq wa tawassaw bis-sabr. And so what I said, first one I said, by al-asr. Second one was, wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr. So innal insana lafi khusr, which is verily, this is inna, verily indeed, man is in loss. Or it said innal insana, man or mankind, lafi khusr. And I'll get into khusr later on. Now, except, illa, except, those who believe and do righteous deeds and recommend one another to the truth and recommend one another to patience, sabr. And so that's just three short little verses in this particular chapter. And again, this last part I want to mention again, this is going to be the verse number 3 of Asr. Asr is spelled A-S-R. And you can look in your Quran and you can find that for yourself. Just go to the table of contents and you'll see it in there. I want you to start to be able to find these things for yourself. If I say Surah Baqarah, then you can look it up for yourself. That really is the second chapter in the book. If I say Fatiha, then that's the first chapter in the book. So you just go down the list and have various names of the various chapters of Quran. Some are named after animals like Baqarah. Some might be named after insect like the bee. Some named after women, Nisa. Or one of the chapters named after Maryam, who is the mother of Jesus. So they have various names from human beings, animals, insects, and so this one we're talking about Asr, A-S-R, and you'll be able to find it in Quran. And again, it said, إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Except those who believe and do righteous deeds and recommend one another to truth and recommend one another to patience, sabr. So let's kind of get into it a little bit. And so Asa is basically talking about a time or the movement of time of the children of Adam, on which are all of us. Adam was the first man made, and then after that it was the Eve, or Hawa, which was his wife. And then, of course, they had children and so forth, and we are the descendants of Adam. Some people may even say we're descendants of the people of Noah, because all the people were basically, they were drowned. And I got into the story a ways back in one of our other episodes. And then all the people after that were descendants of a prophet Noah. But then again, Prophet Noah came from Adam. But I won't get into all that right now, because that's not germane to what we're talking about. So let's get back to the topic we're talking about. And so we also mentioned about Kusur. And I had mentioned that in the ladina amanu wa amalu salihati wa tawassul bil haqqi wa tawassul bis sabr. And then I said earlier, number two, in the insana lafi khus. And so we talk about mankind, and then we talk about the kusur, which is K-H-U-S-R. K-H-U-S-R, which means loss or destruction. And so that's what basically they say here, that man is lost, or man is destroyed. So then we have here, except. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Where you say, except those who believe and do righteous deeds. So let's talk about first, if you get into those who believe and do righteous deeds, let's talk about a little bit more about the ones who are lost. Then we get into the ones who aren't lost. So the ones who are lost are the ones that associate partners with Allah, which is shirk, which we talked about before, which is S-H-I-R-K. Those who associate partners with Allah, because Allah, he is one. He is ahad. He is one. He sits alone on the throne of authority. There's none like him, and there'll be none after him. No, nothing created Allah. He was not born of any mother or father, anything like that. He is just Allah. Allah, he is not like us. Don't have the description of us as man, where we say we walk, we talk, we eat, we sleep, and all that kind of thing. Okay, you look at this is one of my previous episodes. I talked about the 255th verse of the Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the cow, or the second chapter of the Quran, and then it talked about that various attributes of Allah we need to know about, which is Allah does not sleep, does not slumber, he does not rest or get fatigued. So you have to understand who Allah is. And so people can't, nothing equal to Allah, nothing or no one is equal to Allah. And so we had to, so the ones that are lost are the ones that commit shirk. And the people before us, they were destroyed because they disobeyed Allah. They did not pay attention to what Allah wanted them to do. Allah had a group of people that he said, look, don't do so-and-so to this particular animal. Don't do this thing to this animal. And so, hamstring the animal. And so, what did they do? They hamstring or they cut the animal, and they hurt the animal. And so they were destroyed and disobeying Allah. Or they associated partners with Allah. Or they made what you call idols with wood or with stone or whatever was available. They made idols and then they worshiped them. How can you sit with your own hands and you make something with your own hands and then you put it up someplace, and then you start worshiping it. You start bowing to it, depending on it, praying to it. That really made absolutely no sense, at least to me. Maybe to some of my listeners it does, but to me it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And so let me move on. And so also we get to the thing where we start basically worshiping people and thinking that people are God or God-like. And so we start putting them on pedestals and almost praying to them that they're God. Some people, like Pharaoh during Egypt, that he basically said that I'm God. I give life and I give death. And so death. And so what he did, he had two men as slaves or something like that. And he had people, he told order people to kill this one and leave this one alive. And so they killed one and left one alive. So he said, look, I have power over life and death. I can say who dies and I can say who lives. Isn't that like God-like? So worship me. And so perhaps some people did that. So perhaps today people do that kind of thing. People follow certain leaders, charismatic leaders, because they get what comes off their tongue is like honey and convincing and gives them hope. And they believe in this person and do everything the person says. If the person says, you drink whatever I tell you to drink, you drink it and you die. Okay, then you drink it and you end up dying. Or you shot or something like that because you following the leader. Or you may burn up in a building, and leader said, no, it's okay. We're gonna burn up in this building because the people are against us because of our belief. Whatever he says. Waiting for a mothership to come or something like that. And you all may not know about this. A lot of things. You can look at your whatever you use as something that you use a search engine. You can use that. You can look a lot of stuff up for yourself. Over time, this is what they did. Or they might sacrifice to God. They might sacrifice a human being, a virgin or something like that, and they may take her or him maybe, and they may stab him up and say, this is for you, God. And so people have all kinds of ways that they commit what we call shirk, and they say that this is for you, God, or I'm going to worship this thing because this thing is God himself. And then Allah, he destroyed those people. The people of Noah, he destroyed all those people. Noah for 950 years, as I said to you in a previous episode, 950 years, Noah preached to the people to worship Allah. And they refused to do so. Then listen to Noah, and then Allah drowned all the people except for the few that were on the ark or the ship or boat that he was on. That's what he done. And then Allah destroyed the people during Lut's time because of their disobedience to Allah. And he sent down fire and brimstone, as they call it, and they were smashed down, all kind of things, and they were blinded. So all kind of things happened to his people because they disobeyed Allah. And so we see these things happening all the time. Allah destroyed with brimstone, he destroyed with water, and even on some occasion, if you read, really get into religious history, you see that Allah destroyed people through what? By earthquakes. The earth opening up and sucking them all in or shaking everything until everything falls out of people while they're asleep. They don't even wake up the next morning and Allah takes their soul. And so there's all kinds of ways by beautiful students that Allah destroyed those who associated partners with them. And also we have to understand as human beings that Allah said, and that he created us and those things we cannot see, that to do what? Except to worship him. Except to worship Allah. And that is our goal. That is what we're supposed to be. Yeah, so to be doing. Yeah, we're going to take care of family. We're going to work and build our nations up. Okay, this fine. But don't forget Allah. Don't forget your reason for existence or existing. Because you would have to one day meet Allah like myself. And we stand before Allah naked and uncircumcised. and worried about what's going to happen now, what's going to happen next. We can't call anybody. We won't have any cell phones or any computers, anything like that. It's just going to be yourself and myself before our Lord for the final judgment. Either we'll go into the hellfire or we'll go to the paradise. And some people listen to me may say, I don't believe that. Just imagine anything, say things like that. It's all about faith. It's all about belief. Either you're going to believe or you're not going to believe. Are you going to worship or you're not going to worship? And one day you'll see, and it's going to be too late then, that what I'm saying is the truth. You know what Imam Amin? Yeah, the Imam Amin told the truth about what's going to happen to us, that this day is going to come. Wouldn't it be better for you to be ready for this day than not to be ready for the day of judgment? Wouldn't it be a much better situation? So I want you all to please understand my beautiful students, is that those are the people that Allah says that these are the ones that are lost. Even the prophet Ibrahim and his father made him basically, his father was the number one idol maker in his land. And then he sort of pulled his son towards doing the same thing and making idols for people to worship. And he did it. He wasn't feeling it too much, but he did it. And so one day the people went to the festival, and he was there, and he destroyed all the little ones with a weapon, and then he hung the weapon around the neck of the biggest idol. People came back, saw their idols all smashed up. What happened to our idols? And Abraham, he said, well, ask the big one. And basically, they said, well, you know, he can't talk. We didn't put into him the ability to talk. And he threw Abraham into the fire, and Allah cooled the fire from the hotness to coolness. It did not burn him or do anything to his flesh. I believe Abraham said it was the best time in his life when he was in that fire. And of course, the fire did not burn them up. And the rest of the story, you can look that up for yourself. And so, my beautiful students, understand that you have those who lost, and then those who are not lost. So let's get into now a little bit where Allah said, "Illa ladina amanu wa amilu salihat," and then He's saying here that except those who believe and do righteous deeds, and do righteous good deeds. Meaning Allah makes an exception among the species of man being in loss for those who believe in their hearts and work righteous deeds with their limbs. So this is what Allah does. You have those ones who are lost and those ones who are the righteous ones, the ones that are patient. I get into that a little bit later on. So we're talking about, hopefully talking about you and about me, that we are not among the lost ones that I highlighted, and we be part of the ones that worship Allah, believe in Allah, be amongst the righteous, and that we believe in our hearts, and we work righteous deeds with our limbs, with our hands and our feet and the like, that we be amongst those people. And that we are the ones, you're listening to me and understand what I'm saying, that would be amongst the righteous people. Allah say worship in a certain way, we worship in a certain way. He said go up, we go up. He says go right, we go right. We try to say a sirata mustaqim, on a straight path towards Allah, and don't deviate or go off the path, or go behind, or look behind the curtain, or behind doors that nothing but is going to do nothing but suck you in and lead you towards the hellfire. But stay on a straight path, lead you towards the paradise, and lead you towards Allah. And Allah is pleased with you. Allah is happy with you, and going to grant you this great place called Jannah, a paradise. And you work hard in this life, so that you can gain the paradise in the next. Some of us have degrees and all these kind of things that we have. We work hard to get those degrees, hard to get through to get to a primary school, secondary school, and the like, or the work to get our college degrees, or maybe even beyond the undergraduate degree, go to the master's degrees, or maybe into the doctor degrees. And so we put in a lot of sacrifice, a lot of hours. We got to put in the same sacrifice to get to paradise. Whatever sacrifice we have to make, believe in Allah, have faith in Allah, and then work towards doing what we need to do in order to please Allah, not please mankind. Because I want to mention something to you, because we all go before Allah. And Allah going to ask you, well, why do you did so-and-so happen and so-and-so happen? Why do you do something about it? Why do you say something about it? Such and such happened. Why did you say something about it, do something about it? And then we can't, then we're going to, some may be before Allah and say, yo, Allah, I was afraid of the people. I'm afraid what the people going to say if I did such and such or I helped so-and-so. And so because of my fear of the people, I did not help them. And so Allah would say, look, it's I'm the one you are supposed to be afraid of. Not them, but me. So no one's going to be able to help us on that day. None of the people we were afraid of going to help us on that day, because Allah may say, okay, because you didn't help so-and-so or do so-and-so and such, then you spend some time in the hellfire because of your action. You fear them more than me. And that's the problem. And that's a big problem, that we don't want to face Allah in that condition. So we want to be on the good side of things and do what Allah has asked us to do, or directs us to do, or commands us to do. Ati Allah, ati Rasul. We obey Allah and we obey His messenger. That's what we're supposed to do. Each and every Muslim is supposed to do that. Matter of fact, each and every human being is supposed to do that and worship Allah properly, and not things that we created with our own hands. And so again, we said, accept those who believe and do good deeds. And then you have the other part of this particular surah, or this particular chapter, where it says, Wasallam bis sabr. Ilal ladina amanu wa amalu salihati. Wasallam bis sabr is the, and recommend one another to truth. This bil haqqa. What's bil haqqa. So here we see where you say, well, asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati, wa tawassaw bil haqqi, wa tawassaw bis sabr. And so we're at the one about where we're talking about the truth, bil haqqi, and recommend one another to the truth. This is the to perform actions of obedience and avoid forbidden things. So I'm to summon you to what is truth and what is good, and also help you to stay away from things that are forbidden. For us as Muslims, we're not supposed to eat pork. So I'm to tell you, don't eat pork. We're not to drink or alcoholic beverage or get high or intoxicated. I'm to inform you not to get intoxicated, or to fornicate or commit adultery with each other, or to kill a person for absolutely no good reason whatsoever. So I'm to advise you about that, to have actions of obedience and avoid those actions, of course, of disobedience or those forbidden things. And so also I want to add to that same thing, and we're talking about, again, wal asr, inna lisan lafi khus, illa ladina amanu wa amru sorihati, wa tawassaw bil haqqi, wa tawassaw bis sabr. And so we're talking about the other part, which is sobir sabr, which is, and recommend one another to patience. This is very important because a lot of times we are not patient with each other, or not patient, period, with those who are near to us. Which meaning, with the plots and the evil and the harms of those who harm people due to their commanding them to do good and forbidding them from evil. And so we have to be very, very patient, stay away from evil, stay away from plotting towards evil, stay away from those, and be careful of those people who don't like you because you help others not to do evil. And be patient with those people. They may not know what they're doing. They may be so moon book moon omion, deaf, dumb, and blind to the truth. They may not know what you know. So you be very, very patient with them, because one day they may end up being good people. They may end up being a Muslim. So we just don't know that. I'm patient with people as much as I possibly can. I'm a human being. And also, I'm requesting you all to do the same, to be patient as possible with other people. And also want people to be patient with you. And so, my beautiful students, it was only three verses in this particular chapter, but very, very meaningful verses that we went over, which was Surah Asr. Again, A-S-R, and I'm going to let you look it up in your book, in your Quran. You can even go online if you want to and look it up. Quran online, and you find Asr, and that is A-S-R. And you will read basically what I read in terms of when it says I read it in English, by Al Asr. Rarely man is in loss except those who believe and do righteous deeds and recommend one another to the truth and recommend one another to patience. And so, my beautiful students, I pray that you understand this particular chapter and a tafsir. Tafsir is that's T-A-F-S-I-R, and that is like an explanation of Quran. Some of the scholars, they give various explanation of the meaning of Quran, and that's what they do, give us a more understanding and better understanding of the Quran. And I hope that I've done the same thing, giving you a better understanding of this particular very short verse in Quran, chapter of the Quran, three verses. I hope you gave you a good understanding of this particular verse. This particular chapter, where you had a division there. If you really break it down, is division there. You have the ones who are in loss, and then you have it talk about the righteous ones, the ones who not and lost. The ones who are lost, because they're lost, and they could come over to the other side, because Allah says these are the ones that are lost. Then he also said, except. And he made an exception. Not all of mankind is lost. Walas, inna al-insana lafi khus, illa al-ladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihati, wa tawassaw bil-haqi, wa tawassaw bis-sabr. And so which side are you? Are you on the lost side, or are you on the righteous side? The ones that do righteous good deeds, the ones that pushes people and requests people and recommend to people to be patient and to be amongst those who are truthful and those who do good righteous deeds. So which side are you on? There's no in between. So I just want to also let you know that it's no in-between. So either you're on one side or the other side, you decide which side you are on or which side you desire to be on. I hope that you found the lesson today very beneficial, and you want to increase your knowledge of Islam. Y'all always can go to Why Islam. You can find more information about Islam. Also, you go to International Online University. To find out more information about Islam, also American Open University, you find out more about Islam. I want to add something too, and that is the Muslim Network the New Muslim Network.tv. And so you can go, it's 24-hour satellite. No matter where you are in the world, you'll be able to tune in and get the app and listen in to the various programs they have on this particular Muslim channel. MuslimNetwork.tv, and you get a lot more information about Islam and learn what's going on with Muslims now all over the world. I want to thank you for attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.